Anthro time, come on, grab your friends. We'll go to very distant lands with Kendall, Hannah, Leonie, Melissa, where the field work never ends. It's Anthro time.
I'm Dustin.
What do you think is appropriate when you first meet someone new?
I would say if you're first getting to know someone, one of the best things to do is to maintain eye contact and also to keep your questions somewhat focused and to the point without being too personal.
My name's Jay.
What do you believe would be a formal way to greet someone that you're first meeting?
I've never had to greet anybody formally.
If you had to, what would you say? Like handshake maybe? Or
probably not a handshake. I would just say hello and then wait for them to introduce themselves, and then I introduce myself, and then we talk about whatever.
My name is Nora Judah.
What do you think the social ways are for greeting someone?
Just going up to them and saying your name and what you're all about and where you come from and seeing any similarities between the two.
I'm Rachel.
Rachel, what do you think is the most proper way to greet someone, like, say, a fellow student?
Probably just to say a simple hello or hi, so a simple smile, probably, and eye contact, because that's what you're interested in. That's the saying that you're interested to that person and to greet her.
And how do you think that differs between, say, just, like, closer friends?
Probably with close friends, they immediately know that you're close to them by just nodding or just a simple smile.
Hi, my name's Joshua.
How do you act when you first greet someone or when you first meet someone?
Well, it depends. If it's a girl, she's pretty, gonna say hi and then shake their hands anyways. If a guy, well, I never say hi to a guy anyway.
Do you think you would act differently in a formal situation, like if you were greeting a superior?
Oh yeah, definitely. The difference depends on the situation though.
What's your opinion on handshakes?
Well, I mean, before you have to wash your hands, make sure, you know, it's not too much the bacteria over there. And then hopefully it's not too much, you're not sweating too much, it should be fine.
So do you think you should greet people with handshakes in any situation?
I mean, of course, every situation handshakes should be the best choice. You know, you don't want to be too awkward, because you don't want to hug the girl there, you don't want her husband get pissed.
I'm Alex.
When you introduce yourself to someone, do you think too hard about it?
Yeah, I do. I'm really bad at introducing myself to people because I tend to overthink what I'm going to say because I feel like first impressions matter.
So you would say that grammar and like manners is a big deal when you first introduce yourself to someone?
It's definitely about how you word everything and how you act towards them that makes the difference.
So would you say you're the type of guy who does a handshake when you first meet someone and maintains eye contact?
Yeah, definitely. It's something that my grandfather and my dad emphasize on when you meet someone, definitely shake their hand. Unless it's like a friend introducing me to someone, and then I'm a bit more laid back because I know my friends there.
What do you feel is socially appropriate to do when you're first meeting someone?
Introduce myself and ask them how they're doing. I usually either wave or shake hands with people. Most of the time I shake hands.
Hi, my name is Brianna.
What do you think is the proper way to greet someone that you first meet?
Okay, I would probably say make eye contact, be friendly, have a good gesture, smile maybe. I mean, you know, that's always good. Possibly shake their hand if it's for like proper, if it's required.
How would you say you act versus, I guess, when you're out just with your friends or local Parkland students?
Hugs, I guess.
Lots of hugs is how we greet.
Lots of hugs.
with no handshakes, you'd say
no handshakes.
No handshakes.